one means. Simple things make a difference in your day. Take the time to tell me why. What is it anyway? My apologies. I'm so sorry. I just got back from the gastroenterologist. He told me that I can't drink, so now I be high and shit and all insensitive. And then when you cry, I get fucking anxiety. Breathe, darling, don't defy our names. Simple things make a difference in your day. Take the time to tell me how it ended up this way. Your love is cheap, baby, don't cost anything. If you stay, is it mine to give away? Just who is it that decides what happens when you can't keep doing it? It makes you wonder if I was careful, would it be something worth repair for? Or am I just scared for you?
Yes. Okay. So we are going to add 2020 by Eden to the queue. I don't know if you guys heard that. I don't know if anyone's really listening either. So it's all good. What happens? So that was What's for Dinner by Dominic Fike. I just wanted to, I realized that technically while I am subbing for this hour, I should probably honor the people who do actually have this hour who are not here because of spring break. So that is jaywalking. I know that the one host is Jaden Samesh, and I feel really bad that I don't know the other host's name, but Jaden is doing two with me, and I was going to reach out about that, but then I never got around to it. So, anywho, this is their hour, technically, and we're going to go into Hey Kids by Molino, and then Nancy From Now On by Father John Misty.
Thank you. punch me in the face. You can call me Nancy. Every man wears a symbol, and I know I have mine. I've got my right hand stamped in the concentration camp where my organ screams, slow down, man. A couple states below.
All right, that was Nancy from Now On by Father John Misty. Any commentary, guys? That's valid. I don't remember when I first found... Oh, yes, I first found Father John Misty, because I feel like talking right now, when I was going to a crew regatta in high school, and my parents couldn't bring me down, and I couldn't drive yet, and... some wonderful people on my team offered to drive me down, and the dude had, like, the most amazing music taste that I had ever, like, heard as a 15-year-old, and I was like, whoa, like, my mind is just being totally blown, and I think it made me, like, a really big music snob, just because it was, like, every song was so good, but I had never heard it before, and I was like, wow, like, really opened my eyes. And so I doubt Harley Harris is out there listening right now, but if for some reason he is at UVM, shout out to you. And so then we're gonna go into Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow, which is actually coming up. They're performing at our Spring Fling question.
I totally forgot about that. They
yes.
Totally are.
Yeah, so Dayglow, the lineup is really good. I know Ella Jane's coming back, which is, like, wild that she was in our class for a bit.
Yeah, Amine.
She was in Carm?
She was in Carm.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, they really were, like, they really tried to make up for... Except I do have, I did hear that Tufts for our fall festival was supposed to have Still Woozy play, and then they canceled him over COVID concerns.
I don't know who that is, so it doesn't matter.
You don't know who Still Woozy is?
Really?
Oh, we're gonna...
Oh
my gosh, okay, we're gonna cue as Still Woozy, actually. We're changing the cue a little bit. But we're gonna go into Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow.
Thank you.
a photo, yeah. And baby, we should never know if we don't, if we won't try. We could live a life full of color. If you won't, let me know. We'll escape through pigeonhole. It's our world, so go, girl, let's get it on.
Well, I know that. cause so much trouble if I had you to sneak out. All our futures melting, your hands are drowning us. So I say things like, no hindsight in 2020. Got my side checked, that's precious to me. Can't blindside me, I'm well aware. If you and me, I burn this out to the sound of the daylight slipping from me. All yesterday, it's been my guide of sliding, and I've heels worn down and self aware. Dreams are stopping.
Alright, that was 2020 by Eden. The fade does not work when I turn the mic on, fun fact. Alright, but I am in a room of Eden lovers. I personally don't listen to any of his music, but I would like to hear some thoughts.
Thoughts and feelings for me are honestly that he's one of the best artists I've ever written. I was ranting about this off mic just a second ago. He has no misses.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of his songs is emotionally wrecking. It's lyrically brilliant. And that man can do wonders with his end. I'd like to hear Henry's opinion.
My first college tour was University of Rochester. I was visiting my brother, and I was listening to a song, EXO, which is also the first song I learned on guitar on repeat that whole tour. And I think I was like, 13, and just like, I've listened to him ever since, and definitely one of my top artists as well.
EXO is literally one of those songs that it's like, you hear that and you're like, I want to play this on guitar, and then you do, because it's not a very complicated beat, but it, you know, it gets the message across, and the lyrics are what matters. Personally, for me, it was, I'm trying to remember, I think it was Rock and Roll. It was either Rock and Roll or it was Wake Up, off end credits, which we were discussing earlier. And I was actually in Wales at the time. I was on a school trip. I used, like, you know when you're in a foreign country, you can't use your mobile data? I used my mobile data to download this song so I could listen to it. And that was the only song that was downloaded on my phone. I listened to it on repeat. It cost me literally like 30 or 40 euros. But it was okay. My parents yelled at me for doing that. But I was like, I need to listen to this song. It was so worth it. And I just can't wait to see him live. I had tickets to see him in May 2020. I bought them in February.
COVID happened.
But then, you know, little Miss Rona happened. And now we're all here hanging out.
Yeah.
So I guess it's for the better, but
yeah. Is he like rescheduling his tour?
He did. He did the end credits EP I mentioned. He did an anniversary tour for that because it came out 5 years ago?
Yeah. No.
6 years ago. 2015, I think. It's either 2015 or 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So he did an anniversary tour. He was going to play 2 shows in Dublin, 2 shows in London, and 2 shows in New York. They were during finals.
Oh.
It was like the first week of finals, and if I didn't have finals, I would have gone.
Mm-hmm.
I would have spent, you know, however many hundreds of dollars to go to New York City and see this man in, like, the original venues that he played his original End Credits World Tour on. I was gonna go see him, and that's the hat I'm wearing. I was gonna go see him. 2015, so 7 years. But it was last year, so 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna go see him, except then I had, like, some kind of exam. I don't know.
Yeah,
it
something.
Turns out for the better. I had COVID during finals last
semester,
so I wouldn't have been able to go anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
But now, any tickets that he is going, I am seeing him. That is, like, my goal right now.
Mm-hmm.
And once I do, I will melt, and that will be complete, and there will be nothing else to my life.
Yeah. That's so nice to hear. Okay. So, yes, that was 2020 by Eden. Our next song is one of my favorites. It's My Sweet Lord by George Harrison, which I heard on a bus going up to Lake Placid. So let's get into that.
Thank you. love keeping the station free form and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2022 donations drive. If you'd like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu, under designations select Arts, Science, and Engineering, then Other, and then put WFML, or you can write us a check. To check out our price, here's a mailing address, go to WFML.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping us keep it free form.
Thank you, Katie. Next up, we have Alrighty Aphrodite by Peach Pit.
I'm chilling by death. CBD, baby, was something I said. Too extreme, now why you dying to reach me?
cause no one cares for me except me. I'm chilling by death. CBD, maybe it was something I said to extreme.
Alright, that was Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. Quite a hit. But between that, we had CBD by, how do you pronounce it, Alec?
Breakins.
Very funky song. So yeah. But then we also have Henry with a fun PSA.
All right. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in your basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send some people, sends more people to the trauma center than any other household items. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service announcement from
WMFO Medford. All right, so that was probably our last little talking bit, and I think we're going to get into like some music and then leave the studio, but it's been lovely being with you guys tonight. This next song is Pickles from the Jar by Courtney Barnett.
Freaking out on the interstate, rolling down the windows, baby, I can't hear a thing you say. I'm walking back to my favorite place, and I can feel them staring at me, baby, do you think I'm doing something wrong? And you sorry, I
All right, so that was Bad Reception. We miss you, Sid. Have fun playing Frisbee. So it was just Gwen tonight, but this is Gwen, Katie, Alex, and Henry, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Bad Reception will be signing off, but we'll still have some automation going on, so enjoy the rest of your evening. There it goes. Oh, oops.